Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to The Dictionary, hosted by Spencer. That's me. Let's see. Hey, let's just quickly go through those administrative things that I don't say so much anymore. Please, write a review. That would be wonderful. I surely would appreciate it. Subscribe, follow this show, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever platform you want, even YouTube. Subscribe to my channel if you want. It's not required, but it would be great. Watch all my episodes, thumbs them up, comment, and of course, share, tell people about this show. You can email me, dictionarypod@gmail.com, with whatever information that you would like to tell me, including a joke through the rest of the alphabet, and I will tell your joke when I get there. And you can leave me a voicemail if you would like to do the voice thing instead of the email thing. 917-727-5757. What else? You can buy merchandise. There's a link in the show notes. You can follow me on social media at Dictionary Pod. I got a number of them, and they're all very silly. All right, let's talk about the words today. The first word, it's a little bit of a long one. Well, it's long because we have synonym information. It's the word flagrant or flagrant. F-L-A-G-R-A-N-T. Adjective from 1513. Number one is archaic, and it means fiery hot. And the synonym is burning. We used to say flagrant. Something is aflame, flagrant, when it's fiery hot and burning. Oh my God, my hand's flagrant. Number two, conspicuously offensive, as in the example, flagrant errors. Those errors are very obvious. They're conspicuous, and they're also offensive. I am so offended by those errors on your math test. Flagrant, but especially so obviously inconsistent with what is right or proper as to appear to be flouting of law or morality, as in the example, flagrant violations of human rights. They know that they are violating human rights. Whoever is doing this thing, they know what they're doing. They're aware that it's illegal, that it's disrespectful, that it is, oh, there's a much worse word than disrespectful that I can't think of at the moment. A violation of human rights. And they're like, yeah, I'm doing this. I don't care what you think. I'm being flagrant about this. Inconsistent with what's right or proper. It's right or proper to not violate human rights, but we're going against those. So we're being flagrant. Flouting of law or morality. I got nothing. It's just bad. Flagrantly is an adverb. And now we must talk about some similar words. We call them synonyms. Flagrant, glaring, gross, and rank mean conspicuously bad or objectionable. Flagrant applies usually to offenses or errors so bad, how bad are they, that they can neither escape notice nor be condoned, as in the example, flagrant abuse of the office of president. Ooh, I think that we can say that that is exactly what is happening right now with Trump. And of course, you are listening to this in March of 2025 or later. I'm recording this in early February. and things, who knows what the situation will be like in a month from now. Fences are air so bad that they can neither escape notice nor everybody's aware of these things that this president is doing, and they cannot be condoned. Many people cannot condone what he is doing. There are some people who are condoning it, but I gotta believe that when you look at the majority, I think the majority of people who are aware of what's going on, they do not condone the things that he is doing, which are violating human rights? Okay. Glaring implies painful or damaging obtrusiveness of something that is conspicuously wrong, faulty, or improper. The example is glaring errors, and of course, I would like to call them glarers. In painful or damaging obtrusiveness of something that is conspicuously wrong, faulty, or improper. Again, it's all about, oh, it's very obvious that it is wrong. Gross implies the exceeding of reasonable or excusable limits, as in gross carelessness. Ooh, your carelessness was, there was an excusable limit. There was a point where you could excuse your carelessness, but then past that, it was gross. You went beyond the limits of being careless, of what excusable carelessness. Rank applies to what is openly and extremely objectionable and utterly condemned, as in rank heresy. Okay, well, let's look at the etymology. We did have one flagrant word, a couple flagrants and flagrancy in the previous episode. Here's the etymology. It's from the Latin verb flagrare. Flagrare. That means to burn. And there's more at the word black. Interesting. I mean, something can get black once it's burned. But so the first definition, the archaic one, makes sense. But I'm not entirely sure how it became this thing of things that are very obvious and conspicuous and bad. I don't really understand how it sort of became that. Well, we'll never know. So let's move on to our next word, and my sound effect is going to be related to a later word, which is... It's a fun one. Okay, now we have, a fun word. I love the fun things. This, I think, is pronounced flagrante delicto. But maybe you can say flagrante delicto. Two words. Adverb from 1826. The synonym is in flagrante delicto, which will be in the eyes. Can't wait to find out what this fun phrase means. In flagrante delicto. Blah, 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 blah. Now we have the word flagship. One word, noun from 1672. Number one, the ship that carries the commander of a fleet or subdivision of a fleet and flies the commander's flag. It's the ship with the flag. Not the other ones don't have flags. This one's got a flag because it's got the commander. Number two, the finest, largest, or most important one of a series, network, or chain, as in the company's flagship store. Oh yes, I have heard of this many times. They make a new store, a new franchise building, a chain. Maybe it's a gas station, a restaurant, whatever. And they make a new one and they're like, oh yeah, we want all of our future ones to be just like this one. It's newer, it's bigger, it's better, it's fancier. It's got the design that we like. It's eco-friendly. All the other ones were crap, but this one's great. And all the new ones should look to this one to be the example of how it should be done. The flagship. Blah, 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 blah. Ooh, that got a little Tasmanian devil. Now we have flagstaff. One word, noun from circa 1613. A staff on which a flag is hoisted. You need to put your flag on a staff? Get yourself a flagstaff. Blah, 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 blah. Next is flagstick. Oh, it's going to be similar to flagstaff. It must be, right? You put your flag on a stick? You got a stick? Stick a flag on it. Flag, stick, one word. Noun from 1926. A staff for a flag marking the location of the cup on a golf putting green. Specifically, do they call that a flag stick? Don't they just say the flag? I don't know. Maybe they do. Yeah. Because the hole, the golf hole, is way out there. It's many, many yards away. You can't see the hole. That's why they need to put a flag in it. The bright orange or yellow flag, probably. So you can see from way, way back a ways. You can see where the hole is, so you know what you're aiming for. Otherwise, you're like, what, there's a hole there? I can't see it. It's a flat hole. Flat hole? Okay, next. Blah, 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 blah. I don't know. Do I have something else to say about flag stick? I feel like in my brain I do. I just love the idea of being the guy. Maybe is it the caddy who just, you gotta lift up the flag stick when the person's putting. You gotta lift it up right before the ball goes in. All right, enough of that. Flagstone is next. One word. Noun from 1730. The synonym is the fifth form of the word flag, which is way back there. Yeah, that was the stone that splits into flat pieces, suitable for paving. Flagstone. He's going to hurt himself. Next is flag stop, two words, noun from 1941. A point at which a vehicle in public transportation stops only on prearrangement or signal. The flag stop. Public transportation, like a bus. That's what we're talking about. A point at which stops only in prearrangement or signal. Okay, yeah. So a bus is going to stop at these predetermined places where they maybe used to have flags. Now they're called bus stops or something. And so they're going to stop at either of those prearranged places. These are places where you go to pick up the bus, or they're going to stop at places where somebody who's on the bus pulls the cord, waves at them, says, "Hey, bus driver, stop the bus." And they're going to stop at that next intersection. I guess it's possible that if you want to pick up the bus, not literally pick up the bus, if you want to get on the bus, but you're not at one of those prearranged places, then maybe you can just wave it down. You're like, I'm on my way to the bus stop, but you're about to pass me, and so I'm just going to wave you down. Maybe they'll stop there and pick you up. They'll probably be like, nope, you got to go to the bus stop. My cable is all twisted up. There we go, I fixed it. That's a flag stop. Because you're flagging them down? Maybe there were flags? Probably flagging them down. Yeah. Hoo-wee-a, wow, wow, wow. I do a big eye squint every time. Next, we have flag waiver, two words with a hyphen. Waiver is not the waiver that you sign. It's there's no I in this one. It's like a waiver. Noun from 1894. Number one, one who is intensely and conspicuously patriotic. They love waving their flags. Maybe not literally, but probably. They're doing lots of other things to show how patriotic they are. Are they flagrantly flag waving? Because that's conspicuous. Flagrant is usually bad. I don't know if you can be flagrantly flag waving. Number two, one who waves a flag in signaling. Again, like that airport person, they are a flag waver. Although they don't always use flags, don't they sometimes use light up sticks? Number three, a song intended to rouse patriotic sentiment. Oh my gosh, when I hear this song, I just can't help but wave my flags all about. Yay, flags. Okay, flag waver. Next is flag waving, two words with a hyphen, noun from 1892. Passionate appeal to patriotic or partisan sentiment, as in the synonym chauvinism. Ooh, I can't remember all the definitions for chauvinism, but right off the bat, doesn't feel like it's a good thing. Passionate appeal to patriotic or partisan sentiment. There's a lot going on there. And I'm not sure how chauvinism fits in. Again, because I don't remember the exact definition. But yeah, I mean, flag waving, I get it. You're being very patriotic. You're flag waving. Oh, that's a flag waving person right there. Partisan, that specifies it a little bit more. Like, it's not just patriotism for the whole country. It's patriotism for a certain group of people. Yeah. And I have this stupid hair that I can see in the corner. Go down, hair. Sit. Stay. Next is my sound effect word. It's flail, first form, noun from before the 12th century. There's no numbers. I'm so used to numbers. A hand threshing implement consisting of a wooden handle at the end of which a stouter and shorter stick is so hung as to swing freely. All right, I think I need to see a picture of this type of flail. Maybe we got our other word flail from this, I guess. Oh, that's a flail? That's what you call a flail? Ooh, it's a weapon. There's some different kinds of flails. I guess I must have known that this was called a flail, but I don't know if I realized it was a flail. Yeah, this is the thing with the stick and then a chain and then a spiky ball. Or, not a spiky ball, but a spiky other, like it said, a shorter, stouter stick. Looks like a small bat with spikes sticking off of it. Let's read the definition again, because I want to know. A hand-threshing implement. So it's a threshing implement with the spikes, and you use it with your hands. You hold it with your hands. Consisting of a wooden handle at the end of which a stouter and shorter stick is so hung as to swing freely. Well, there must be maybe non-spiky. Like, are they using this for in the farm? Threshing makes me think of maybe it's used on a farm. So there must be another kind of flail that's not the weapon, but they are very similar, I think. Okay, this word is from. Let's see, what's the important stuff? Lower Latin flagellum, which means flail, from, the Latin, also flagellum, I think, which means whip and partly. And of course, we saw all those flagellate words previously, all coming from a whip. So this thing came from maybe the idea for this thing came from a whip, different kind of thing. You hit it, but it's a different sort of thing altogether. What else? Anything else that it's from? Yeah, there's more at the word flagellate. So that's where this word flail came from, but it's a different type of thing, tool, weapon, whatever. Interesting. Okay, now, the second form of flail is a verb from the 15th century. Starting with transitive. Number 1a, to strike with or as if with a flail. As in, arms flailing the water. To strike with a flail or as if with a flail. Are we talking about this weapon, this tool, or is there something else that we're going to see? Probably not. That's the only noun. So, but if you are arms flailing the water, so if you're hitting the water, it's like your arm, hand, is the flail. You're using it like a flail to hit the water, I guess. 1B, to move, swing, or beat as if wielding a flail, as if you're holding the flail. You're going to be moving around like you're holding it. As in the example, flailing a club to drive away the insects. I don't know if a club is the best tool to drive away the insects, but if that's all you got, that's all you got. So you're holding a club in this situation, which is, you know, similar to a flail, but you're using it as a club, not a flail. Shouldn't you be clubbing and not flailing? Well, it's like he's holding a flail. It's, you know, imagine there was another shorter, stouter stick at the end of it. Maybe a ball with spikes. Then it would be a flail, but it's a club. Okay. Number two, to thresh with a flail. Ah, here we go. The thing that you might be threshing is grain. So yeah, this seems like this original flail was used to thresh grain, and it turned into a weapon? Intransitive is to move, swing, or beat like a flail. And, you know, now we like, oh, they're flailing about, either physically moving all around or maybe metaphorically. Their life is flailing. It's this word has taken on these additional meanings. We didn't really get them here. We sort of had it with, you know, moving as if you're using a flail, but not many people know what a flail is. The flail weapon, a ball on a chain bludgeon wielded with one hand by armored knights. But I want to see, like, what's this? Wow, lots of these weapons. Some of them have three things hanging off of them. Let's look up grain. Here we go. Flail grain thresher. You got to be real specific when you want to see that. It's a stick with a shorter, stouter stick on a short little chain, very short. And I guess they use this to hit the grain, and then eventually they're like, you know, we could hit humans with this thing. That's a great idea. Let's hit humans. And then it turned into, hey, I know, let's put spikes on it. Okay, let's injure people as much as we possibly can. This is the flail that I like, not the hurting people flail. Okay, the next word is flare. Noun from 1881. Ooh, I should show my flare when I'm done with this one. Or maybe I'll save it? Do I save it? Oh, let's see. Number one for flare. A skill or instinctive ability to appreciate or make good use of something. The synonym is talent, as in a flare for color. Ooh, can you have a talent for color? How do you use your talent for color? Telling people the names of colors? Interesting. But also, we have the synonyms inclination and tendency, as in a flair for the dramatic. Also, I think talent. Oh, if you are very good at the dramatic, those children, those toddlers, they have a flair for the dramatic. They don't even know how good they are at being dramatic. That's just their tendency. That's their inclination to have a flair for the dramatic, throw in their tantrums. But yes, talent. Let's go back to that one. A skill or instinctive ability. It's like, that's just the way I am. I don't know. Do I have a flair for anything? Being stupid. That's my flair. Okay, number two. A uniquely attractive quality. The synonym is style, as in fashionable dresses with a flair all their own. Oh, that style of those dresses. Nobody's done a style like that before. That their own type of flair. It's uniquely attractive quality. That's what that is. I don't think I have this at all, but I do wear flair. I wear flair. And of course, our culture has taken this word on about these pins and such. Show us what you feel. Show us your style in pin form or patch form. That, of course, came from Office Space. Classic movie, Office Space. And the young people probably don't even know where this word came from that movie. She was working at a... Jennifer Aniston was working at a sort of Bennigan's type of place. Was it called Shenanigans? It might have been. And her boss wanted her to wear so much flair. And now, you know, we see restaurants, maybe even back then, but especially now, you see waiters and bartenders wearing their pins to show their flair. So here, let me show you my flair, because I'm a cool, hip, 40-something adult. I have lots of pins on my bag. Let's see, they're mostly on the front and the top. You know, We got sort of politically statements. We've got cartoons, of course. Let's see, anything. I mean, I like the skull in particular, but yeah, you know, it's just a way to show to the world who you are, what you believe in, and so people who maybe feel the same way about things can be like, yeah, you're cool, and it's just a way to show the world, to show like who you maybe connect with, who you agree with. I think I've mentioned before, largely a lot of the times I can look very just kind of quote unquote normal and preppy. And I don't love that because that is not how I feel inside. And so I think it's important to show the world who you are if you want to. There goes the bag. I have a little more flair that I haven't put on because I don't have any more of those locking backs for pins. I gotta get more. That's flair. Wah! Now, we have the word flack, F-L-A-K, or F-L-A-C-K, which we had recently, just a couple episodes ago. What did we... Let's remind ourselves about that one. Ooh, this one I remember being confusing. One who provides publicity, a press agent, is a flack. To provide publicity, engage in press agentry is flack. But now, we have this one. This is the noun. The plural is also flack or flack. It is from 1938. And, number one, anti-aircraft guns are flack. Why is that? Well, we'll look at the etymology. Number two, the bursting shells fired from flak. Number three, this one definitely could be spelled with a C. And the synonyms are criticism and opposition. And that's flak. Why are you giving me such flak? I don't deserve this flak. Stop flacking me. I'll flak you. Okay, well, let's look at the etymology first. This is German, by the way. It is from, this is going to be fun to pronounce. Okay, Flergewehrkanonen. Did I say that okay? That got abbreviated to flak. It starts with Flierger, that's the F-L-A, F-L from Flierger. Flieger, there's no R there, Flieger, and then Abwehr, the A from Abwehr, and then the K from Kanonen, and so this all gets broken down to Flieger means flyer, Abwehr means defense, and Kanonen means cannons, if you couldn't tell. So it's flyer, defense, cannons that are defending against the flyers, the planes. Anti-aircraft guns, that's what that is. That's flak. Okay, so then how did we get to criticism and opposition? And also, how did we get to press agentry? Publicity? I don't understand. Whatever. If you have any ideas, knowledge, you can let me know. Email, voicemail, all those things. Okay. Blah, 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 blah. The last word is the word flake, F-L-A-K-E, first form, noun from the 14th century. Number one, a small, loose mass or bit. It is a mass or bit of something that is loose and it's small. A flake, as in flakes of snow falling from the sky. Flakes of snow falling from the sky. Look at those snowflakes. Why, oh, why? Last night, we didn't get snowflakes, I don't think, but we got a little rain, and then it froze, and everything this morning is coated in ice. And it's kind of cool, but really dangerous. Number 2A. Nope, it's just 2. A thin, flattened piece or layer. The synonym is chip. A chip, maybe a chip of paint. It's a flake. Number 3 is slang. Ooh, here we go. The synonym is cocaine. I have never heard of cocaine called flake, but that's because I never did the cocaine, so I don't know all the lingo. I know it's called blow. That's about it. A flake? flake of cocaine? Why do you call it flake? Is it because it's tiny little flakes? I don't even know if you could call those flakes. They're too tiny. Number four, the synonym is flake tool, which will be in the next episode. A flake tool. Maybe it's a thing for making flakes. Let's go make flakes with the snowflakes. All right, I am supposed to pick a word of the episode now. We had flagrant, flagrante delicto, flagship, flagstaff, flagstick, flagstone, flagstop, flag waver, flag waving, flail, flail, flare, flack, and flake. I don't know. I think I'm just going to pick flare as the word of the episode because I like to show my flare. It's all my flare. It's the stuff I believe in. It's the stuff I like. What's your flare? Flarety bear bear. Maybe your hair is flare. Okay. All right. I am going to tell you about a movie that I watched. Let's see. Hard Truths. Make sure to put in the little thing to know that you talked about this movie. Hard Truths. Very, very sort of dramatic movie about a woman who is... We don't know everything about her. They sort of hint at things, but you never get all the information. And I feel for her. She's in a mental state that she can't get out of. And I feel so bad for her. And I know that there's people out there like this. And for whatever reason, they just see the negative in everything and see the negative side of everything and can't be positive, can't, you know. And I think therapy is a very good thing to work through this. And who knows what other issues this specific person has, but I do believe that there are people out there like this. And, I just want to help. I just want to hug. I just want to be like, it's okay. Things aren't as bad as you think. It's a heart-wrenching, just real kind of human story. And it's British. I don't think that means anything. That's where it's from. If maybe that will make you more interested or less interested, I don't know. All right. Definitely recommend Hard Truths. And until next time, this is Spencer flailing about, showing his flair. Oh, my t-shirts. That's some more flair I got. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.